Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The light of the gospel shines all around the world, and yet some of our Christian brothers and sisters giving their lives for Jesus Christ, paying the ultimate sacrifice. And yet here in America, we see glimmers of an awakening. We're going to be talking about both here in America and what's happening around the world on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, in northern Syria, you know that we withdrew from the northern Syria area. And as a result, there's been hundreds of thousands of people displaced because the Turkish soldiers, the army, have come into northeast Syria to ultimately, what they say, create a neutral zone. But what's happened there is some of our Christian brothers and sisters have paid the ultimate sacrifice. In fact, the founder of Free Burma Rangers has said that one of their missionaries, a medic, and other medics that work with that organization, went to northeast Syria to provide individual help. They had combat medics, they had camera persons, they had humanitarian volunteers. They were working on the front lines, Matt. They worked at great risk to their own lives. Well, as a result of the Turkish shellings, one of these individuals, a Christian, ultimately was killed. We've seen and heard other reports of Christians killed in northeast Syria. And with our ministry, Liberty Relief International, we also have reports not just in northeast Syria, but around the world, where our Christian brothers and sisters oftentimes pay the ultimate sacrifice. You know, here in America, coming to the Lord Jesus Christ is an easy thing to do. You don't have to choose between life and death. Maybe you choose between abandoning your different circles that you walked in, maybe associates that you were acquainted with, but your life is not put in jeopardy. And yet in other places around the world, it is a life and death situation. But what we see, Matt, is God working around the world. And we also see God working here in this country in ways that sometimes we can't predict. And I'm thinking particularly of Kanye West.
Yeah.
Who would predict that someone like him would now be leading these rallies and thousands of people coming to the Lord Jesus Christ?
And his new album is number one album, Jesus is King.
I love that name.
I know.
Hashtag and, Jesus is King.
And my children have been listening to it. It's number one. They said everyone at school is listening to all of the songs. My favorite, I listen to the album. I'm not big into rap and all that, but it's really well done. And my favorite song, Selah, I don't know if you've heard that, the choir in the background. I mean, it just gives you chills. But more importantly, the lyrics, they are so solid on the gospel message. It's just powerful stuff. And, you know, Kanye's getting a lot of criticism from folks and from Christians, self-proclaimed Christians. And he even has a song kind of pointing out the hypocrisy. Jesus loves to use people with checkered pasts, myself among them, with checkered pasts. Think of Paul. You know, Paul murdered Christians, yet Jesus used him in such a powerful, powerful way. Kanye is Kanye. He's a unique character. But God is leveraging Kanye's passion that he has clearly displayed, as he points out in the album, for evil for so long. He's leveraging that for good and to spread the gospel message. And isn't that revival? I think
absolutely.
It is.
You know, and I think it's our lack of faith many times to think, oh, well, God surely can't use someone like that. Well, for lack of, you know, without God's grace, he couldn't use any of us because we all are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. So even better that, you know, he's able to use someone who already has public attention. You see a clear and solid foundation. He's being discipled. He even preaches the word clearly through song and word. And, you know, lives are being changed as a result. Hallelujah.
You know, we pray for revival around the world, and we pray for revival in this country. My wife posted on her Facebook that we pray for revival, but then when it comes, we don't recognize it.
Or we doubt it. We criticize it.
You know, I'm glad that God doesn't work with our plan, right. our mm-hmm. template. He works outside of our box. Mm-hmm. We try to box God in. Right. He works outside of our box. God does not have a box. He does not have limitations. What's happening around the world in some of these places, whether it's northeast Syria, where persecution is happening now by the Turkish armies, and other ISIS, which are still there in that area. They're not completely 100% wiped out. What's happening in other places around the world, particularly in the Muslim countries, that what we see is God moving in a miraculous way through dreams and visions. And this is something that I've asked every person who has any ministry to the Muslim countries in these sensitive areas around the world. Do you have personal knowledge of Muslims coming to Jesus through a dream or vision? They have a dream either about Jesus in their dream, or they have a dream about someone that they see is dressed exactly as that missionary is, and then they encounter that same person that they see in the dream in a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, you've got a message for me. And sure enough, God brought that person to give a message to them. There are people around the world. Mm-hmm. Here in America, we pray for a revival. How many of us prayed for Kanye West?
Right.
I mean, I'm talking to myself as well.
Right.
Before all this happened, how many of us prayed for Kanye West? You know, he's done a lot of bad things, said a lot of crazy things, supported a lot of awful things.
Addicted to pornography. He admits that.
But, you know, one of the things he said, there's this video of him on an airplane with apparently a gospel choir, and he's being interviewed.
That was great.
And he's asked the question, what do you say to people who criticize you that says, you know, you really aren't converted, that this is just part of a show? And he had a very simple, with no hesitation. You know, I'm thinking of what would I say?
Mm-hmm.
But he had this real simple, no hesitation response. And he said this, when you're sleeping, you're asleep and you know you're sleeping. And when you're awake and you know you're awake. You know the difference between sleeping and awake. Those people who are not transformed by the gospel and are just walking dead. He says, I was a walking dead person.
Yeah.
I was a walking dead person. But now he's alive and he says, this is the awakening.
Right.
And it's so profound, so simple. And yet, you know, I posted something on my Facebook and I said, I didn't say support his music, you know, want you to turn you into a person who loves rap. You know, rap is not my kind of music that I listen to typically. I listened to his whole song and it was filled with gospel messages, mm-hmm. his whole album, Jesus is King. And I was really amazed. And I got somebody who was like, well, he needs to go to Bible school and he needs to do this or that and so forth. And he's had all this bad past. Yeah, yeah, right. He's had bad past, but so did Paul. Mm-hmm. Paul was a murderer. Matthew was the lowest of the low in his community, a tax collector. Likely skimmed money off of the top, put it in his pocket, gave what he needed to give to Caesar. Jesus chose people outside of the box, and those people transformed the world. These were the common people that you wouldn't have imagined, and Jesus chose them and transformed them.
And Jesus, who did he hang out with? Prostitutes, sinners, right. tax collectors. And these are the people he used to change the world. And, you know, kind of on the lighter side in this album, and part of the reason Kanye, the left is just, they're livid over his transformation here.
Oh, yeah.
One of the songs is Closed on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Chick-fil-A.
You're my Chick-fil-A. That song is hilarious. That one has caused their heads to explode particularly. But you know, he's praising Chick-fil-A for their faithfulness.
But you know, Kanye West met Jesus and he changed everything in his life. And now he's telling everyone. So what about us? If we've met Jesus, are we telling everyone like he is?
He has an audience, a platform that none of us will ever have. And as a result of that, he is sharing Jesus, and thousands literally are coming to Jesus at these different fence that he is putting on.
Yeah, I love the picture of this service where thousands of people
are holding
raise
up
their
hands, accepting the Lord Jesus.
Like I said, kids are running around at my children's high school singing the gospel message.
Public high school?
The lyrics. Yeah public
Woo-hoo!
High school.
Yeah, and in Times Square, they had the entire side of a building
right.
with blue, and it's the album. And what does it say?
Jesus is king.
So pray for Kanye, because no doubt he is a target. Satan would love to bring him down. Pray for his wife. Mm-hmm. Pray for him to be strengthened. He has a spiritual mentor, a pastor, who ultimately shared with him the gospel for several hours. And he talks about his conversion and his faith. So pray for him. Pray for miracles. Pray that in our lifetime we not only see revival, but that we recognize it when it comes. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.